Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right. I know it's Monday, and if you had a great weekend, and I really had a great weekend going to the Happy Together Tour at the IP Casino in Biloxi Saturday night, and then last night going to the new amphitheater in Goshen, Mississippi for the I Want My 80s Tour with Rick Springfield, John Waite, Wang Chung, and John Cafferty. It was great, great show, and Rick is just, again, as I have said, incredible. But I hope you had a great weekend, a little on the warm side again today. And you've heard this forecast, I think it's from GSS, that there's going to be a hurricane that hits New Orleans in the next few weeks. I mean, I don't even know how this could possibly be an accurate forecast. I mean, it's so specific. It's not Houston. It's not the Gulf Coast. It's New Orleans. I don't know how it can be that accurate this far out. It just doesn't even make sense to me. And, you know, it seems almost irresponsible to put out something like that at this point, second day of hurricane season, officially. I don't think it's reasonable or responsible to put that out at this point. But anyway, it's out there. But, you know, the National Weather Service is watching everything, and they're telling us that they get any hint that this is going to happen, of course, they're going to let us know. I'm Scoot on the air, and I'm continuing to talk about my a face-to-face conversation with 5 juvenile offenders in the New Orleans juvenile justice system. These 5 young men were willing to talk. They all accepted accountability for what they did. And I was saddened because they didn't have what I had, which is love of parents. They didn't have what I had, which was supervision. Teenagers are not supposed to raise themselves. And they had nobody to look up to. And the few people that they found to look up to were people who were up to no good. And some of them were actually trying to get money to help their mom or, in one case, their grandmother. Because they were hurting and they didn't have anything else. They didn't have clothes. They didn't have money to buy clothes. They had nothing. And when you have nothing, you know, I guess it's easy to resort to, I'm going to do whatever I can to get something. I don't know. I've never been in that position. But I tried to share with them this idea that please don't look at me and think that everything was given to me, because it wasn't. Now, I didn't have the challenges that you had, but I had my own challenges. And I didn't get always what I wanted. And I was told by people in my business that I would never make it. And I surprised a lot of them. And a lot of the people who told me I couldn't make it, they didn't stay in the business very long. I told them that all of my dreams didn't come true. I had dreams. Look, I love my life. My life is a dream. But I had other dreams, too, that didn't come true. And my point was, just because a dream doesn't come true doesn't mean the world is against you. You just got to keep trying and work harder at it. But I felt badly that they did not feel love the way I felt love. They felt like maybe their mother or their grandmother loved them, but it just didn't seem to be the same. And again, with 98 to 99% of the people in the juvenile center being African-American youth, they felt like the odds are against them. And they kind of smiled and laughed when I said, well, why aren't there white kids in here? And it was because the white kids had the resources. Charged with the exact same thing, they had the resources. So it was good to get some insight into this. Again, I am not endorsing negative behavior. I'm not making an excuse for negative behavior. But sometimes there's a reason for negative behavior, and it's easy to judge people that you see in the news. It was a lot different for me to sit right across from them, right at a table right across from them, and talk to them about what was the difference between them and me growing up. All right, I'm Scoot. Let's get to a few of your calls. If you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Richie, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Richie. Hello, are you with us, Richie? Okay, I'm sorry. This is Richard. Okay, well, we lost Richard. Let's go to Jamie. Jamie, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
How you doing?
I'm good.
I was my concern about the youth that they don't have a lot of jobs available in the community, but they constantly create in jails to lock them up, but they don't invest in jobs, stuff that'll keep them out of trouble and stuff like that there. And that was one of my biggest concerns, and I appreciate that you bring it to attention, you know, awareness of what's going on.
But there are jobs out there. I mean, there are a lot of jobs. These young people were not steered in that direction. They, you know, I mean, if you don't have to go to school, if you don't have to go to work, why go to school? Why go to work? And they just never had the guidance. They never had anybody to look up to. You know, they saw people who were older than them, their parents and their parents' peers. They saw them like really getting nowhere in life and working hard. And I guess, you know, some of them just decided, well, you know, that's not for me. But they did accept responsibility for what they have done. And again, we couldn't talk about the crimes that they committed because of the cases are still pending. So I was impressed with that. And they all, every one of them, just see, even the two that I thought were the most hardcore, even the two that I thought were the most hardcore, just convinced me that they're going to be different when they get out.
Yeah. The one thing I want to tell you this, one time, man, a cousin of mine, we had applied for this job, and it was only one position that they was hiring for, so we both put in for it, and I had something on my record, and I was like, I want to be honest and just tell the lady, you know, that I've been arrested for something, and you know, in good faith, and I put it down there, and I was denied over the job because I told the truth, and my cousin, he lied. And he got the job, and I was like, man, this is crazy, you know, that I was.
James, life isn't fair. You know? So what do you, so does that encourage you to lie next time?
No, it ain't encouraged me to lie. I just continue on just telling the truth, you know what I mean? Yeah. And, you know, my fate wasn't like it is today. If I probably would have prayed, and I probably would have been better off, but I
You know, life isn't fair, James, and I think, you know, you did the right thing by telling the truth. And sometimes, you know, this is why they say nice guys finish last, because sometimes when you do the right thing, the wrong thing happens to you. But you have to live with yourself, and you have to decide whether or not you're going to do the right thing or the wrong thing. And I think you did the right thing, but you've got to keep trying. You know, even if you didn't tell the truth and your cousin or somebody got the job instead of you, you know, you can't give up there. You just got to keep trying because, as I have said, you know, everything that I wanted to work out did not work out for me. I mean, look, my life is a dream in a lot of ways, but there were things that I had dreamed about that didn't work out. They might still work out, but you got to just keep trying, and there's no guarantee that your dreams are going to work out when you want them to work out. Jamie, I appreciate the call. Thanks for being with us. If you have a comment, we'll get to some of your texts coming up too. The Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Bubbles is in Harahan. Bubbles, good afternoon.
Hi, Scoot. Haven't talked to you in quite some time.
It has been a while.
I have a story about my son who went through the juvenile justice system. Growing up, he was a very smart kid, always did well in school, and then didn't. He got expelled from school in his sophomore year of high school, and the school's answer, and it was because he was skipping school, and the school didn't let me know. So that happened many years ago, many, many years ago. I'm your age, Scoot, so mm-hmm. My son would be up there in age. So the school's answer was to let him stay out of school until it started again in the fall. This was in March. And then he could come again. Well, what do you do with a 15, 16-year-old kid in that time? I was a single parent. I didn't have anybody to keep him. So he went to live with his dad. Now, his dad was in Virginia. They came back here eventually. But he and his friends, he got his GED very easily. First time he took the test, he passed the GED. So when they came back here, he and his friends, some of whom he had from a very young age, decided to break into a house just to see if they could. Somehow the police got my son's name and went to his dad's to talk to him about it. They told him if he cooperated, he wouldn't get any jail time, but only parole. And amazingly, he was the only one who got sentenced out of the group. He didn't want us to get a lawyer for him. He got a public defender. And then
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's part of the pew right there.
It was his first offense. He had nothing else on his record. So he went to a juvenile facility. He was 17 at the time. He went to a juvenile facility in Alexandria that was kind of a military type thing. Got out. I told him, I had always told him to be honest with police, always. After that happened, I told him never to speak to a policeman again without a lawyer present, because what they told him didn't happen. Now, he got in trouble again later on, like at 20, and went to a facility in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and I got a call from the warden asking me why was he there. He had no business being there. Now, I'm as white can be. I'm not saying that, I'm not saying that because these kids are black, I'm not saying anything bad is my point. I think part of the key is this public defender thing, because I don't think they really care about their clients. I have personal experience with that. So, I don't know how these kids, what happens to these kids. They get forgotten about. They're left in there. And I think that the ones you spoke to are absolutely correct. White people do have more resources than these kids, especially kids whose parents don't care about them anyway. My son, after he got in trouble again, got his life together. In his late 20s, he started doing plumbing work. He was an apprentice plumber. And unfortunately, he died of an undiagnosed heart condition at the age of 31. So you never know.
I'm so sorry you went through that.
Thank you. You never know what's going to happen, but somebody has to do something for these children. I don't care what color they are, what nationality they are. I don't care. Something has to be done. All of those children that are in there are not bad children. They have bad lives because of lack of parenting, lack of resources, trying to help their grandmother who winds up raising them, whether she's 60 or 70 or 90. I mean, I don't know what the answer is. I wish I did have the answer. I wish I had tons of money and could fix the problem. But personal experience tells me that there's a lot wrong with our system.
Yeah. Well, there is. Bubbles, I appreciate you sharing that story with us, and I'm so sorry about what you've dealt with your son, going through the problems of him being incarcerated and then passing away at a very young age. I'm sorry you've gone through that, but I appreciate you sharing your story with us.
Sure. Thanks, Scoot. Good talking
right.
to you.
Thanks, Bubbles. So, if her son had been black, there might be even more judgment against him. Because he's white, there might be less judgment. And what I'm trying to do is, in addition to talking about what these young juvenile offenders said to me, is also talk about how unfair it is to stereotype young black youth because of what you see in the news. I told them this. First of all, I said, what has happened to you is not your fault. It is your fault that you committed a crime, but being in the situation to commit a crime is not your fault. You did not ask to come into this world with no supervision. You didn't ask for that. That part's not your fault. So don't blame yourself for that and just do the best you can to move on. And then we just, you know, talked about the personal accountability thing and doing better. And again, I think they're going to do better. You know, the other thing that I found interesting is that they were not resentful. Not one of the five that I talked to expressed any resent toward the white kids that got out. They said, hey, you know what? They're just taking advantage of the situation that they have. We don't blame them. They're doing what they have to do. They're doing what they can do. We're not in that position. And they also accepted responsibility. And they said, but we can't be mad at them because it's not their fault. They just have the resources and they can get out and we can't. All right, a little more on this topic, and then we'll move on. But this is a topic that is not going to go away, and we'll continue to talk about it. Once again, I remind you, I am not any kind of bleeding heart liberal that wants to blame the system on everything that goes wrong. And when you get to be a certain age, you are responsible for your behavior. You know what is right, you know what is wrong, and you're responsible. But a lot of these young people who end up on the news, they end up on the news because they had no supervision. That's not their fault. And I told them about the stereotyping. I said, I know you're stereotyped, but I have said this on my show many times, that if you're a middle-aged white male, we could very easily stereotype you as believing every middle-aged white person, we could believe that every middle-aged white male is into child pornography. Because that's the stereotype that we see in the news of those who are arrested for child pornography. Now, would it be fair to judge every white, middle-aged male in America? Of course not. But that's what you see in the news. So if that's not fair, if we should not assume that every middle-aged white male is into child porn, then we should not assume that every young black youth is a criminal. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, and we will get to some of your text messages, the Oakenheart Jewelers, talking text line 504-260-1870. All right, so part of this I Want My 80s tour last night at the Summer Amphitheater, no, the Sound. Yeah, it's called the Sound Amphitheater in Goshen, Mississippi. Really nice facility. I'm kind of surprised that it's in Goshen, Mississippi, between Biloxi and Pascagoula. But, you know, they're going to draw from Mobile. They're going to draw from the Gulf Coast and even New Orleans. Again, I got from there to home in an hour and a half. That was a little fast. It should have taken me a little longer, if you know what I mean. But I was really very careful. And there wasn't much traffic. Rick Springfield, Wang Chung, John Cafferty, and John Waite. And I just, you know, of all the songs that John Waite has done, this is my favorite. This was his solo mid-80s hit. John Waite was with the Babies, with Bad English, had a lot of hits. But this is a solo hit for John in the mid-80s, and I think it's a great, great song. And John has let his hair grow really long, kind of like, I guess, back in the days of Bad English. All right, well, I'll continue to. For those of you who were there, I you know what I'm talking about. It was just a great show. I mean, I hate to keep using the word great. I'll have to think of another adjective. I posted a brief video. There's no sound, but I posted a brief video. I was having a conversation with Rick Springfield after the show, and my social media director, Karen Groh, was there, and she just did a video while we were having a conversation. But yeah, I mean, Rick at 75 looks and sounds amazing. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. This was the big power ballad from the band Bad English, and a lot of those bands that were really on the heavy side had really great ballads that ended up sometimes being their biggest hit. John Waite did this song last night. He was with Bad English and also the Babies, and then had the big solo hit Missing You. It was a great show last night. You know, I just posted a brief video of my conversation. Well, no, it's not my conversation. I'm having a conversation with Rick backstage. You know, he's a little sweaty from the show. I just posted a video while I was talking to him, but there's no audio there. So anyway, it's amazing how. And then I posted a picture with me there and this amphitheater in Goshen, Mississippi, in the background. And I'm standing kind of in the meadow area. And some of the ugly comments from people, this is on Facebook. And Facebook has just become just littered with ignorant, trashy, evil people. I think some of these people are jealous. I mean, why would you have to say something mean? You know, and my brother told me, maybe this person took it down, but my brother told me that somebody had posted, as a response, had posted a picture of me that was around social media when I was hit by a motorcycle on Canal Street, and I was in the hospital, and I was all bloody and had a neck brace on. I mean, why post that picture? And I think these people who post, tell the old lady, you know, to move out of the way, or who's that old lady, or you look like my grandmother. Yeah, I mean, are you people like stand-up comedians? I mean, do you think this is funny? I mean, I think it's funny that you're so obsessed with me that you have to make these comments. I mean, why are you that obsessed with me that you have to comment on that? If you don't like me, why would you post anything? But I mean, some of these comments from some of these people on Facebook, and this is one of the reasons I've moved to Substack. Substack is a social media platform. For some of you, it's going to be brand new. But I hope you will join me on Substack, because I'm doing more on Substack than on Facebook, because I don't want to put up with this crap. You know, one guy, Michael, says, Rick thinks you're hitting on him. Sherry, of course, says, I enjoyed the show last night at The Sound. Yes, he's still got it. Yeah, Rick Springfield is just, he's amazing. He's 75 years old. But there's one of me standing here, and some people don't like the clothes I wear. Some people don't like what I choose to wear. Some people don't like my hair. Well, F all of you. I'm serious, F you. I mean, I don't tell you how to dress. Why bother with the way I dress? And these comments, Wade, dude looks like the cat lady. There were a lot of comments to Wade's comment. Let's see. I don't know. I can't find him here. Well, here's one that's nice. Carrie says, you look super cool last night. Hey, thanks. You know, I mean, I dress the way I dress, you know, big deal. But some people want to make a big deal about it. And it's like, I don't understand the reason for the hate. I really don't. I mean, I haven't done anything to these people. I do my job. I look a certain way. So what? You're not going to tell me how to dress. I don't care how much you insult me. You're not changing me. So you are absolutely wasting your time. You think I'm going to listen to you? And look at some of the pictures of some of you. You think I would look like you? Anyway, look, I want to get back and say just a little bit more about my meeting with these five youth incarcerated at the New Orleans juvenile justice system. So, I'm sorry, who's it on line one? Okay, yeah, let's, Councilman Freddie King has joined us on WWL. He's joining us on WWL now. He was with me with the five young gentlemen. And Councilman, thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoop. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Thank you for being there that day. How's your wife doing? I know she was having surgery today.
Yeah, she had a minor procedure. She's recovering well. Thank you.
Okay, good. I've talked about you being there, and I've talked about how impressed I was with these young people, and that there was a common denominator about lack of supervision, too much time on their hands, nobody to look up to. And so many of those things are not their fault. I'm to the point now in the conversation where the topic of guns came up. And weren't you amazed at how easily they can all come up with a gun if they want to?
That was one of the more shocking and scary things that they said in that whole meeting, that they can get a gun anytime, any place. They can buy it from someone. They trade guns. How just accessible a gun is to these youth, it was very alarming.
You know, when I brought up the idea of young black males bringing guns to things like a six-year-old birthday party, I mean, so often we're talking about a shooting at a party. And I'm thinking, if I thought I had to bring a gun to a party, I'm not going to go to that party. I mean, if I need a gun at a party, why am I going to the party? And what kind of surprised me was that they talked about how girls think they're cool if they have a gun.
Yeah, they mentioned that. We all did things growing up that we thought the girls would like, at least I know I did, and never wasn't bringing a gun to a party or to anywhere. But they also made it just seem like it was kind of a way of life. You know, like carrying a gun is like carrying a wallet for them. And just getting into, I hate to say, not mischievous because it's more serious, but, you know, they were saying, just wake up and ride around. And wait for somebody to call us to say, hey, we have, basically saying they would just wake up in the morning and ride around waiting for somebody to buy or sell drugs. They just had no structure. And that was something that was not new, but it's always alarming when you hear it. So you think of what can be done to give these kids structure. We all heard the saying that an idle mind is a devil's workshop, and that's very much the case with so many of our youth today. They have nothing to do. A lot of them are screaming out for attention, and it's on us as a city to provide them with some positive outlet.
All right, Fred, let me get to a break here, and we'll come back on the other side of the break. I've got some more comments that I want to hear from you, your impression of meeting with the five juvenile offenders, and I'll share a little bit more about what I remember about that. So hang on, and we'll be right back. Councilman sure. Freddie King is with us on WWL. I'm Scoot, and we're talking about the visit that both of us had with five juvenile youths at the New Orleans Juvenile Justice Center. And it was really an eye-opening experience. I can't say that I'm totally surprised by what I heard. I don't know if I learned much new, but it confirmed much of what I have known to be true. And getting confirmation on things like no supervision isn't reassuring. I mean, that doesn't feel good. You know, I've talked about that for a long time. When kids are raising kids, when kids come into the world and they have no supervision and nobody to look up to, I mean, what do you expect? It's going to be a tough life for them, and many times they're going to find somebody to look up to who's into no good. So if you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Also, we're going to get Coleman to share some of your text messages with us. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, this was a very historic day. On this day in 1967, the Beatles released Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band in the U.S. I think it was released in the U.K. the day before. But this is the day in 1967 we were all introduced to Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. All right, I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll come back with Councilman Freddie King, and we're talking about the youth crime problem in New Orleans. And
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be right back on WWL. On the Scooter Lee Rock Culture calendar of this day in 1973, the Electric Light Orchestra began their first U.S. tour. It was a 40-date tour kicking off in San Diego. And man, what a band, the Electric Light Orchestra. I mean, I was so impressed. They had somebody playing the cello. I mean, you didn't see many cellos in rock bands, and they kicked it. And just one of the great songs from Electric Light Orchestra. In fact, we're going to go into the break with another great song. It was a hit, but it's not one of the bigger known hits, but I think it's a great song. So as we remember the opening of the first Electric Light Orchestra's tour on this day in 1973, we'll do another song from ELO. You know, I was doing FM radio, music radio back in the day. It was like really cool to call it. Hey, we got another track here from ELO from their new album. It's a double album set. Fun days of early FM radio. I'm Scoot on the Air. Really glad you're with us. Got a couple of new things posted on Scoot on the Air Facebook, and I'll get it on Instagram soon. But look, just because of the ugliness and the hateful stupidity, just the desire to just criticize somebody for the sake of criticizing them. I mean, don't get me wrong, I can take it. But it just gets to be kind of boring after a while. And this is one of the reasons why I'm doing a lot of stuff now on Substack. Just go to Scoot on the Air Substack, and I hope you'll join me there. We're going to continue with New Orleans Councilman Freddie King Jr. He was with me in fact, he set it up for me to be with him and meet with the five juvenile offenders in the New Orleans juvenile justice system. Councilman, what stands out most in your mind from that conversation with those five youths?
I would say one thing that stood out to me, although I've heard it before, is the lack of the supervision. I want to kind of hone in on that just for a second, because think about if a kid is allowed to just wake up in the morning, left alone to ride around, get into all kinds of trouble without any accountability, that tells me that there is something at home that is wrong. And when we had that conversation with the staff after the meeting with the kids, you asked it, hey, is maybe the lack of supervision leading to so much of this the youth and this is wild sex? I forget how you laid it out for them, but it's something that we have to address as a society. So many of the kids there grandparents.
Well, it seems like a lot of the crime today is the result of young people just banging each other. I mean, just instinctively just having sex without any regard for a child that might be brought into the world. And it seems like this is a low common denominator of the crime problem.
Yes, I think that is part of it. It doesn't matter what demographic, North Louisiana, country, rural, urban, that is a problem. A lot of the grandparents there are in their 30s. A lot of the youth there who are locked up have kids. So that is definitely a problem. And I know we have this kind of this live and let live society, but we have to rein things in a bit. We have to, in my opinion, rein things in. And I don't know if the answer is teach more sex ed in school, but we definitely have a problem with this, with our youth having kids, and it leads to things like this. One thing that also stood out to me was the fact that the staff and the youth themselves said that they're white kids. Sometimes we have the same same charges or a similar charge are in there for a day at the most. Sure. I think that's something to be said. And I'm not making excuses, but I think it's just something to acknowledge and to let the listeners know that every kid that commits a crime in the city is not a black boy. For whatever reason, they are the ones in jail the most, but they're not the only ones committing crimes. And that was said by the staff, and that was also acknowledged by the youth. And how you think that plays in their psyche? Like, we get arrested for the same problem, but we stay in 3, 4, 5, 6 months.
But you know what amazed me is they're not resentful or hateful toward the white kids. They're going, hey, you know what? No. They got a chance to do it. They had a chance to get out. They got out. We don't hate them for that.
No, they, you know, they just kind of look at it as a part of life, and hard but fair, sad but true, that is a part of life.
All right, Councilman, do you have any time, like at the beginning of the next hour, like in 10 minutes?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, look, let's call back after the news, because there's a few more things that I want to talk about concerning this. I don't want to let this go. And I want to ask you why you didn't turn out the way these kids turned out. What was different in your life? And I agree with you. We need to talk more about the supervision. So we're gonna continue right after the news with New Orleans Council Member Freddie King Jr., who set it up, and he was with me when I had a conversation with 5 juvenile youth in the Juvenile Justice Center. And, you know, it really is lack of supervision. And when you wake up in the morning and there's nobody there and one kid is talking about sleeping in a different bed every night, he's just going riding with his partners, waiting for something to come up. All right, here's another great song from Electric Light Orchestra, starting their tour in San Diego, first American tour on this day in 73. I'm Scoot on the air. It's Monday afternoon, but hey, don't let this Monday go to waste. It's a day of living life, so don't be down because it's Monday, and this is going to lead to another Friday. We got LSU baseball tonight at 8, and we'll be right back on WWL. On the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1979, disco was winding down, but Donna Summer had the number one song in the country with Hot Stuff, stayed there for 3 weeks. All right, there's a lot going on the national political scene. So President Donald Trump has said something like Joe Biden was killed years ago or died years ago, and this is a body double that we're seeing, and the body double was president? Really? I mean, do you realize some of the things that he's saying? I mean, is he serious about this stuff? All right, I'm Scoot. We'll be back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.